Continuing coverage of Norwalk Cross Country at the Class 4A State Qualifying Meet in Marshalltown on Wednesday. Talking now with Norwalk Girls Coach Michelle Weedman. Girls placed fourth today as a team. You got three girls advancing to the state meet in Fort Dodge. How are you feeling right now about the way they ran?
So excited. We told them to go out there today and try to put their pack together and just really try and close in on Davenport Central. And we wanted to get ahead of Mason City for sure, too. And so, our strategy was go after Davenport Central, go after Mason City. And they took it to them. They really tried. And fourth place, not too bad. And then three individual qualifiers. I love it. It's great. It's great.
Before we talk about the individuals, you said before the season these girls really wanted to get to state as a team. And they, I don't know if you totally believed it at the time, but they just about got it done.
They did. It was a great race today. And we've had a tough season because we've had a lot of like just illness recycling through our team, and we've had some injuries and stuff, so the stars have not aligned. Today they did. Like, they raced the best they have all season today as a team, and that's what you want to see. And so they didn't quite get it done as a team, but they definitely put it all out there and really tried. So
we've had some great freshmen on this team leading the way throughout the season. Olive DeRocher leading the way today in 11th place. Gabby Dryman was in that top 20 as well, along with Grace Wetzler. Those three all make it. You had Chloe Skandert, who was right there too, just didn't quite make it. Talk about how they raced today. I know Olive got out really well.
Yes. Olive does a great job of getting out and really fighting through the race and everything. Gabby is still trying to kind of figure out her race strategy. She was trying to go out with Olive and stay with Olive, and then kind of decided that maybe that wasn't her best strategy to go out still strong and solid, but then to work up a little bit. And so she's kind of played around with her race strategy. It worked for her today. It worked really well. And Gracie, she's just always like gritty as heck and just will like try to stay on their heels and just keep them within eyesight. And so they put it out there.
How happy is the group right now, the tent, just what, you know, the team has been able to do by getting three girls to state?
They're all very excited for each other, very much so. And when they realized that Chloe was the first person out, they all just grabbed her and told her how awesome she is, how great she did. She ran a huge PR today. So obviously she's super excited about that. She knows that she did everything she could. And just fell a little bit short, but the girls right away were telling her how amazing she is and all of that, so yeah.
So again, freshmen have kind of led the way with this team all year. Pearl Brown was in that group as kind of the veteran, but how do you watch this young group improve throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, they continue to grow, and I think it's going to be awesome. We're going to go to the state course, and even the ones that didn't make it are going to go and warm up on it and be there to watch the state race and just see what that's all about. So there's still a lot of growth for them that's going to happen, and I've just been so proud of them this season to see where they started and where they're at now. The confidence, the way they race, their strategies, all of that. They're a great group, and they're extremely coachable, and it's been a lot of fun.
They've been to Fort Dodge, ran at the Fort Dodge invite. This is going to be a whole totally different atmosphere when you go up for the state meet. How nice is it to have three of them together and maybe not, you know, just one on their own, since they're all freshmen?
Absolutely, that's huge. I actually talked to my assistant coaches about that. I said, I really hope that we have a few more than just Olive qualify. We were pretty confident that Olive would get in. We were really hoping that a couple more would get in with her so that there would be a crew. Because that is scary. You know, when it's your freshman year, it's nerve-wracking, and trying to kind of navigate all that by yourself is scary. So it's good. We have three of them together.
What will your advice be to them on next Friday when they're about ready to hit the course?
Treat it like any other meet. It's another race. Race the way they know how to race. And, it's another race. Go out there and do their best.
We've been talking to Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman. Three Norwalk girls qualify for the state meet. Any final thoughts on the day?
It's just been a great day. Great weather, great racing. Super excited. It's awesome.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.